When your day isn't going quite right, do you head to the kitchen for some cooking therapy? Well, that's what Julia Malucci wrote about in her best-selling memoir, I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti. Her account of good food and bad boyfriends has a ton of fans. Some people keep a copy of it with their cookbooks. And now it's become a stage show adapted by playwright Jacque Lamar. That's been previewing this week at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, and the official opening is Thursday. Here with me this evening is Antoinette LaVecchia, the actress who is portraying Malucci in this entertaining, relatively new show. Welcome.
Thank you.
So good to have you here in Cincinnati. I understand you've not been here before.
No, I've only visited the Midwest briefly a few years ago. This is really my first real experience of the Midwest.
Well, this is a town where people love their theater and they love good cooking. So
that's what I hear.
You've got it made. Let's start with something kind of simple here. It looks to me like everybody engaged with this production has last name that ends in a vowel. There's Julia Malucci. There's Jacque Lamar. Rob Ruggiero is the director.
Yeah.
And there's you.
That's right.
Do you really have to be Italian to get involved in this show?
Absolutely not. But it's amazing because it does help. The recipe for the bolognese sauce that we make in the show is a combination of my mother's recipe and Rob's Sicilian grandmother's recipe. Julia, Rob, and I all share an Italian heritage. I was born in Italy.
Okay.
Rob's grandparents were born in Italy. Julia's father was born in Italy. So there's something to say about that. Now, the boyfriends Julia talks about in the play, none of them are Italian, but it just so happens that most of her cooking is this Italian kind of tradition that her mother taught her. And Rob had that in his family with his grandmother, and I, of course, had that with my mom.
Well, maybe if the boyfriends had been Italian, there wouldn't have been so many problems. What do you think?
Well, I don't date Italians. So,
So you're using your mother's recipe, you're using a little bit of Rob's grandmother's recipe.
That's right.
That must be great fun to do that. Did your mother teach you to cook?
Well, I've said this often. The last time I made fresh pasta, I was my mom's sous chef when I was a teenage girl.
Okay.
So I think I was 15 the last time I tried to make fresh pasta. And I was so worried when we began working on the show, developing the show with Jacque, I was worried I couldn't remember. But you know, what my brain didn't know, my hands remembered perfectly. It's a perfect argument for muscle memory. They were just forming the dough. And I was always worried because this show is choreographed within an inch of its life.
Yes.
With the cooking and the script. And Rob kept saying to me, don't worry, the dough will form. Just keep talking and the dough will come together. And that's like, you know, metaphor for life.
Mm-hmm.
The dough will come together.
That's great. I'm going to remember that one. So let me ask, I didn't know that you were actually making the pasta, too.
Yes.
You're not like,
no.
Open the bag and put it in the pot.
Oh, no. I start the show plating antipasto, but I immediately start on the bolognese sauce, chopping the onions. And then once the bolognese sauce is set and cooking, simmering on the stove, I start to make the dough. And with the flour, eggs, and water, it sits during intermission, and then I cut it and cook it in act two.
Did you ever imagine that you'd be doing this for an
audience? Never. Never, ever. This show proves to me that if you set your mind to it, we are capable of more than we think.
This is not the first time you've done this show.
No.
Rob Ruggiero, who's the director, staged the world premiere with you in it in Connecticut about 2 years ago.
Yes.
And in fact, I think, are you the only one who's done the role so far?
I am the only actress to have done the role. I'm very honored and privileged to say that, yes.
Was part of your preparation for the show also to get to know Julia Malucci?
Absolutely. I read the book, and then I met Julia, and I met her family. But it's really interesting because her memoir is her memoir. But when you theatricalize something, the Julia Malucci on stage is channeled through Jacque Lamar, the playwright, Rob Ruggiero, the director, and me. So there's four people have created the theatrical Julia Malucci. And I love Julia because she's very funny and obviously a wonderful writer. And she's like, I loved I Lost, I Made Spaghetti is bigger than me. Because the theater piece, it's just a sensation with audiences. Mm-hmm. And I think it is bigger than her because we are creating an evening. And each evening, the audience and I are having a first date.
You said that the show is highly choreographed, and obviously you've got to get the meal done in time and all of that sort of thing. But it's also live theater. And I don't want to say anything can happen, but yes, things can happen.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had, I don't know, something go wrong, a pot boil over or cut yourself or anything like that?
In the early days, 2 years ago, when we were still kind of developing the show, Rob, the director, had me do everything. I was chopping bread. I was grating carrots. We discovered very quickly that if I used the grater, I would cut my fingers. And those surface bleeds are terrible. So we cut that. But I always had a stash of Band-Aids on the side. Occasionally, there's a little piece of eggshell, but I always see it. Mm-hmm. I take it out with a spoon.
Just like a good chef would.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the stovetop doesn't work. Or one time I grabbed the cheese grater, but the turning mechanism wasn't on it. And so I called for a kitchen elf to come help me. You know, I kind of have permission say whatever I want.
The working kitchen that you have on stage in the shelter house at the Playhouse, is it similar, the same as the kitchens you've had in other productions?
Yeah, it's very similar. It's a brand new set, though, but it's very similar. It's a kitchen island with an induction stovetop. And it's a beautiful butcher block counter. I cook on there and... Yeah. The staff at Cincinnati Playhouse, they could run their own restaurant now.
So that our listeners, who obviously will not have seen the show when they are listening to this, we hope they will soon, but you're actually cooking a meal there, and some lucky people from the audience are going to get to eat while they're watching the show.
Very fortunate people pay a little extra to be wined and dined. They get red wine, delicious Chianti, antipasto, they get a insalata mista, and then they get, for the finale, as the play ends, they finally get their spaghetti bolognese. And it's really wonderful because, in my experience, the rest of the audience is going crazy. The smells, watching people eat, watching people respond to the food. Really, you must eat before you come see the show.
It's too bad there's not a good Italian restaurant in Mount Adams where people could go after the show.
It's so true.
They'll probably be seeking them out, though. Of course, cooking is the context for talking about boyfriends, which is more the substance of the show, as I understand
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
How closely related are there? Is the process of cooking related to the process of, I don't know, having the right ingredients and a boyfriend?
Jacques has done an amazing job in structuring the show. The boyfriend who drinks, that's when I start making the sauce. Each boyfriend has its kind of theme, and it's a chapter in the play, obviously. And each chapter has a different food that is being prepared, which is perfect. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. And cocktails are part of one. You know, it just works out beautifully.
Yeah. If someone were to ask you to say what the show is about, is there something that you answer to that question?
First of all, it's a comedy, and it's really fun. Mm-hmm. And the show is about food and love and how we nourish ourselves and how Julia's journey in the show, the big question she's asking is, why am I giving the best of myself when I get so little in return? I was feeding them and starving myself. Mm-hmm. The show is about Julia feeding all these men and yet somehow not taking care of herself. But as we know from all of our life experiences and disappointments, they can be very funny.
Yes.
The wrong people can be very funny. So that's what it's about. It's about a woman really trying to figure out what she's doing wrong and using food as a way to figure it out.
And we can all connect with that.
Absolutely.
My guest this evening has been Antoinette LaVecchia, who's cooking up a storm at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park in I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti. It opens this week on Thursday. For more information about the Playhouse and this show, go to WVXU.org. Thanks for stopping by, Antoinette.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm going to say buon appetito to you.
Sì, buon appetito. Grazie.
It's been fun talking with you.
Thank you so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.